So when I was in college, I worked at a store inside of the university gym. All right, that's important. It's inside of the gym, right? And this store had a merchandise side and a snack bar side. And this store was called Sweat and Shop. That's sweat-in-shop. Because you work out and you shop, and also, you know, it's like a pun about how children work for no money in sweatshops. There are three things that you have to know about the Sweat and Shop. Number one, probably never made a profit, probably never has, because they always employed two employees at the same time, $8 an hour, and we averaged something like four customers an hour, buying like things between $3 and $5. So I didn't go to business school, but you can work that out. Thing number two is that the stated primary function of the Sweat and Shop employee was not to sell the merchandise, not to sell the $60 sweatshirts. It was to make sure that nobody stole it. For real. It was a very strict rule that you couldn't read or do homework because people might steal the merchandise that nobody's buying. Thing number three about the Sweat and Shop was that the sort of main pastime of the Sweat and Shop employees was theft. You'd roll in, crack a Clif Bar. There was just this overwhelming ethos of aggressive apathy. You know, it was like one of those jobs where everyone was just like, I dare you to fire me, you know. Everyone's wearing a purple polo and track pants. That was the uniform. And so you're already showing up, like, in your pajamas to work, you know. So those are the three, like, main things you have to know about Sweat and Shop to start appreciating the story. And the manager was this girl who was probably, like, 24, 25-ish, and she had maybe kind of studied marketing or communications, but she had these vague dreams, like, get an MBA or manage a soccer team in Ireland, you know, like, I don't... And she was, you know, managing what was more or less the equivalent of, like, a drug front, you know, like... It existed solely to, like, give student employment opportunities, and it didn't make any profit. It was completely irrelevant. But the manager would kind of have these phases, you know, where she's like, I'm getting my life together. We're going to take the Sweat and Shop. We're going to make it legit. You know, sales, mannequin displays, you know, like, it would just never would really land quite right. And one of these main initiatives was to put in a smoothie bar. She contracted this smoothie, company... called City Blends. We're not talking like Jamba Juice, pile of oranges, lemongrass, or whatever. No, there was a smoothie called Oreos over Manhattan. Because that's what, you know, after a long, hard workout, you want just like a huge cup of Oreo smoothie. And we had about a week between the time when we had all the stuff in place, but we weren't selling them yet. So given what you know about the Sweat and Shop corporate culture... You can imagine what happened to the smoothie materials. This is not notes. It is actually a short email I'm going to read verbatim about some incidents that happened in that interim between smoothie bar implementation. It's from the manager. Hi, all. I want to let you know that this smoothie bar is not free. Nor are you to be eating or taking any of the products associated with it. I noticed that, all caps, 3/4 of the Oreos are gone. ... This is, all caps, unacceptable. I do not know how many times I have to tell you that stealing is a fireable offense. But when I find out who took them, they will be fired. I want to make it very clear that should anyone be seen abusing the smoothie bar, you will be fired immediately. No second chances. It is time to grow up here, guys. Common sense should tell anyone that Oreos are for the smoothies, not the employees. If you have taken the Oreos, please, please have the courage enough to fess up, and I will give you a second chance.